This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Tom Gimbel. Tom is the CEO and founder of LaSalle Network. He's grown LaSalle into a magnificent firm. Tom, we're going to talk today about the state of the economy, best ideas, best advice for business leaders, and more. Can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, glad to be with you, Scott. As you had mentioned, my name's Tom Gimbel. I'm founder and CEO of LaSalle Network. I started the firm when I was the ripe young age of, or maybe not so ripe, 26 years old. And 22 years later, I'm still leading the firm. We've been a 12-time Inc. 5000 fastest growing company and have won close to 100 Best Places to Work awards, and really love working with companies and helping them identify the right people to add to their team, and working with a lot of individuals to help find them the right places to advance their careers.
And talk about for a moment, starting a firm at 26 and what that was like. Were you anxious, nervous, know any better? Talk a little bit about starting a firm at 26.
I think you probably hit the nail on the head at the end, is too young to know any better. You know, back in 1998, without sounding too much like the old curmudgeon, it was dial-up internet service. Websites were not commonplace. And people under the age of 40 years old really had companies on a regular basis all the time. So it was fairly unique. Luckily, I started a company in an industry I already had 2 years of work experience in, and I came from the sales side and knew how to generate revenue in the industry was working. So for that purpose, I knew how to do it. But understanding that the hardest skill was the people management side, and really, really how to handle people in bad times versus good times. And I think everybody believes that if you look at entrepreneurship or leadership, and we relate to the good times. But the real skill and tenacity and technique comes when things aren't going so well, and that's what separates the winners from the losers, so to speak.
Taking off on that, because this is a challenging and interesting time. It really depends what business you're in, how it goes. If you're in the Zoom business, it's a great business. If you're in anything that relies around people being in person, it's a tough business. Talk about your three best pieces of advice for business owners or business leaders today.
It is. It's really challenging, Scott. I'm glad you brought it up. You know, my belief for business leaders, what I believe is fundamentally true in any economy, and whether you're remote or in person. First and foremost is you have to have clear insight communication directly to your people. And so many leaders believe that you have layers within a corporation, staff, managers, directors, VPs, so on and so forth, and they like to delegate through that chain of command. That's good for running a company day to day, but from a standpoint of creating culture, employees, whether you have 3,000 or 10, you need to hear things from the CEO, from the leadership base on a regular basis. So that clear, concise communication, number one. Number two, you've got to encourage people who work for you to have fun. And whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, a salesperson, an operations person, unless you're truly curing cancer, you're not curing cancer. So let's have fun with what we're doing and really learn to enjoy one another. It's so important. Number three is that you have to believe as a leader that the cold happened to you, that you create it. And you have to know the difference between perks and benefits and perks and culture, and realize that culture is the people who work there and the mission that you're on. And if you continue to rely on those things, you're going to hire really good people. You're going to fire the people that don't fit that mission and that culture. And people are going to want to come and be a part of your organization.
And let me ask you that question about firing people. I mean, there's sort of this myopic view of the world that today everybody's a perfect fit and nobody has to get fired. that you just have to find the right spot for them. Any thoughts? Is that a myopic view, or is that true, or how do you see that? Do you have to weed out people that aren't giving great effort and aren't talented and so forth, or can you find spots for them?
Yeah, I think I'm anti that sentiment, and I would agree with that. That's become kind of in this cancel culture, this issue that you don't fire people anymore. You have to find a spot, and I'm a little bit old school in that regard, Scott. And it's kind of like dating. You don't just fall in love and marry the person you date just because you're both single. And in business, just because somebody chose to work for you, people quit jobs all the time. Employers don't need to keep people all the time. Employees need to earn their keep. Now, I do believe that there is a social contract, and employers should invest in learning and development. Employers should invest in management development skills for their leaders. But at the same time, an employee needs to understand what the job is and what the contributions, and lastly, what the attitude is. And there are companies that don't care if you have a good attitude or not, as long as you do the work. And there's other companies that say, I'll take somebody who's 80% as good as somebody else if their attitude's 150% better than else's. So companies still need to say what their expectations are, and employees have to live up to that. That's part of the social contract.
Two more quick questions for you. I'll give you about a minute or two on each, Tom, just because I'm trying to keep it to 10, 15 minutes to make sure our listeners listen to all of what you have to say. Next question is, the state of the economy today, getting better, getting worse, what's your sense out there? You're in the direct line of fire in a huge, huge staffing firm that you've built. What's your sense of the state of the economy today?
I'm seeing it, and I did not expect this 5 months ago. I'm seeing it better and stronger. Now we'll see what happens with the airline and if there's another bailout package coming from DC. But I thought there would be a real liquidity crisis that would be going on at the end of the third quarter, going into the fourth quarter, which is where we're at now. I don't see that. I see that the country and the business market has actually adapted. That we haven't seen craziness from the national debt increasing exponentially, and that the country and this economy is going to be able to function with this level of debt and continue to grow to prosper businesses. So I'm very bullish right now on where the economy is. Again, I think with the hotel industry and the airline industry, I have a little bit of hesitancy, but I'm pretty bullish on where things are headed going into the end of the year.
Well, it's good to hear that. One more question. Best advice for a business founder today. You were a business founder 22 years ago. Can somebody be a business founder today? And what's your best advice for them? Just one or two quick points on that issue.
Never stop selling. And you may start a business because you're a subject matter expert, technical founder. You're not the salesperson. You're hiring people to do that. The number one thing that any business entrepreneur, founder, leader needs to do is evolve their sales skills to get better, to listen, whether it's hiring a coach, whether it's going through a third-party sales training, whether it's going to Toastmasters to learn how to public speak, whether it's joining a networking group, reading a ton of books. You continually have to be out there selling, because until your company has a full dedicated sales team that has shown results, it's your tail on the line, and you've got to make sure that you are representing every single day to every potential buyer there is.
Fantastic. Thrilled today to be joined by Tom Gimbel, one of the great founder CEOs in the country, LaSalle Network. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you, Scott.